From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The levees and protective sandbag barriers in Fargo, North Dakota have so far worked in holding back the waters of the Red River, which is some 20 feet above flood stage. The National Weather Service says the river seems to have crested at 41 feet, about 2 feet shy of the tops of the barriers. And Fargo's Mayor Dennis Wallacher says that's good news.
Every foot means so much to the Red River Valley. And the good news is that the river right now is relatively flat.
Wallacher says frigid temperatures in Fargo froze water that might otherwise have flowed into the swollen river. President Obama praised the volunteers who pitched in to fill millions of sandbags.
In the face of an incredible challenge, the people of these communities have rallied in support of one another. And their service isn't just inspirational, it's integral to our response.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly radio and internet address. A huge winter storm barreling across the lower Midwest has caused blizzard conditions in some areas today and knocked out electricity to thousands of homes and businesses. The storm is being blamed for at least three deaths. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
The storm blew across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, laying down a thick coat of heavy, wet snow. Parts of Kansas got more than 2 feet. High winds cut visibility to just about zero and piled up 6 foot tall drifts. Gusts also sent ice-caked trees crashing through power lines, cutting electricity to tens of thousands of people in Kansas and Oklahoma. Traffic wrecks claimed lives in both states. Troopers closed lots of major highways and searched by plane for stranded motorists. The governor of Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius, has declared a disaster emergency for most of the state. Destructive as the storm has been, many wheat farmers are glad for the precipitation, falling on thirsty young plants in abnormally dry fields. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says his administration fully supports President Obama's new strategy for fighting al-Qaeda and the Taliban. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Karzai told reporters that he welcomes the increased American focus on Taliban and al-Qaeda sanctuaries in Pakistan. Those sanctuaries have soured relations between Afghan and Pakistani officials. He also says the plan will help restore Afghans' faith in Western efforts in their country.
It is exactly what the Afghan people were hoping for and were seeking. Therefore, it has our full support.
The strategy also calls for sending forces to provinces in southern and eastern Afghanistan to fight the growing Taliban threat. Meanwhile, in the southern province of Helmand, Afghan and coalition forces killed 12 militants Friday night during a raid of their compound. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News from Washington. A high-level court in Spain has reportedly taken steps toward launching a criminal investigation of former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and five other former Bush administration officials over whether they violated international law regarding treatment of prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The New York Times obtained a copy of the complaint, which it says is based on the Geneva Conventions and the 1984 Convention Against Torture. At issue are allegations that detainees were tortured or mistreated. The Obama administration is making an effort to show the international community that it cares about the problem of climate change. NPR's Katie Adun reports.
President Obama has said that he wants to cut global warming by 80% over the next 40 years. To that end, he's sending a representative to Germany to participate in talks on greenhouse gas emissions. U.S. participation in these talks marks a significant departure from the environmental policies of the last administration. President Bush refused to sign on to international agreements to address climate change. He rejected the Kyoto Protocol, for example, saying not enough developing countries participated in it. Representatives from the UN say world leaders are eager to hear what the U.S. has to say. The talks are scheduled to begin on Sunday. Leaders are hoping to sign a formal agreement as a result in December. Katie Adun, NPR News, Washington.
The Space Shuttle Discovery glided in for a perfect landing at the Kennedy Space Center this afternoon after mission managers waited an extra 90 minutes for the weather there to clear. Discovery and its seven astronaut crew delivered the final set of solar panels to the International Space Station, bringing the orbiting outpost up to full power. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.